August 3. Typical blindness. John chapter 1 verses 9 to 11. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. John uses the word true to emphasize the genuine nature of anything. Elsewhere in his gospel, he writes of true worshippers, true bread, true vine, and the true God. Jesus is the true light that gives light to every man. He will call himself the light of the world. Through his very presence and his teaching, he brought light to everyone with whom he had contact. Looking back on Jesus' earthly ministry, John says, "He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him." Because Jesus, the Word, was God's agent in creation, the world was made through him. But here is the great paradox. Jesus came into the world he had made, but the people of the world did not know him. The tragedy is deepened even further. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. The phrase, "which was his own," means one's own place or home. This world was created by him, and so is his. This world is his place, his home. When John says his own did not receive him, he means the Jewish people, by and large, did not receive him. Despite all the centuries of waiting for their promised Messiah, when at last he appeared, they not only dismissed his claim, but put him to death. Jesus foresaw the rejection, and it brought him to tears. Paul felt the same pain. Writing of the intensity of emotion at the nation's refusal to accept their own Messiah, he says, "I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race, the people of Israel," as in Romans 9 verses 2 to 4. Israel typifies the blindness of the human race universally. The continuing widespread rejection of Christ in our generation is a constant witness to the universal rebellion against the living God. All this is a sobering reminder of the inevitability of coming judgment. Is there any part of your life where you know you are resisting Christ's light? Open the door and let Christ's light into that area. Make it right now.